TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features journalist Gangadhar Patil, recorded live at TED 2019.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm a journalist, and I know how frustrating it gets when most of your stories go unnoticed. I felt it when I worked as a local reporter in my hometown, Belgaum, in India. I thought maybe joining a national newspaper would help. So went through professional training and worked with India's three national newspapers. During my five-year stint, I used to travel for my stories. It was in early 2012, I traveled 1,000 miles from Mumbai to a coastal village in South India. I was there to do a story on environment risk of a nuclear power plant. When I spoke to a local activist, he said, the story of hundreds of villagers protesting against the nuclear power plant was reported by a local media 6 months before national TV channels picked it up. I had similar experiences when I traveled for other stories. It confirmed my belief that a local reporter knows a story much before it is picked up by national media, but like me, they did not have a platform to share them. According to a 2011 media study, only 2% of India's mainstream media coverage is about rural issues. Even though almost 70% of India's population, 1.3 billion population, live in villages. This is disturbing for a democratic country like India, where transparency is key to ensure justice to everyone, especially poor. I was convinced that there is a need to build a platform to bring out this important story at national level. So I quit my job with Economic Times in December 2014. For next 6 months, I freelanced and also built a database of 20,000 local reporters across India. During that time, I saw editors were looking for more and more contributors as news organizations cut down costs by getting rid of hundreds of full-time reporters. I saw an opportunity to highlight these important stories if I can train these local reporters and connect them with the mainstream media. And that is exactly what we are doing. Our tech platform, for the first time, discovers a local reporter, grooms them, and helps them write for national and international publication. A team of experienced editors works closely with these local reporters on each and every story filed by them. This process not only helps the local reporters learn reporting skill, but also gives credibility to their stories. In June 2017, one of our local reporters, Saurabh Sharma, won an international award from European Commission for his story on hardship faced by young girls living on the street. We're also trying to correct market for these local reporters by paying them three times more than the existing rates. Better pay and recognition is giving them confidence to dig deeper and expose corruption in the system and society. We recently reported a story from Northeast India where children have to cross river in huge cooking pot, risking their life every day because there's no bridge, there's no boat. The story was picked up by mainstream media, and it caught attention of a local elected representative who promised to build a bridge. In the last 3 years of our operations, we have reported more than 2,500 such stories. To publish them for wider reach and impact, we have partnered with 16 leading media houses who are happy to take them as it brings their costs down by not editing or managing reporters. Today, we have more than 1,200 reporters in our network covering stories like nuclear power plant from places that are either ignored by mainstream media or never covered. In the next 5 years, we plan to have one reporter in each of 5,500 sub-districts in India, covering entire nation, to ensure that none of these important stories go unnoticed. Next time you see a story from Countryside, please do not ignore them. Do read and share them. They might be breaking stories. This way, we can ensure none of the important stories go unnoticed. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.